Just gone after 2 o'clock this afternoon, and time now on Radio 3 for the Early Music Show with Lucy Skeeping.
Welcome to the show and a concert given earlier this year in Vienna's Resonance and Early Music Festival. The concert took place in the ornate surroundings of the city's concert house, a suitably opulent setting for a programme of music from the palace of the Sun King himself, Louis XIV, who died 300 years ago this year. The performers are the singers and instrumentalists of the French ensemble Le Poème Harmonique, who are joined later on by the Polish choir Capella Krakowiensis for a thrilling performance of the Te Deum by that inimitable court composer Jean-Baptiste Lully. Music was very much at the heart of French court life throughout Louis's long reign, and by the 17th century the Palace of Versailles had become the backdrop for some of the finest musical entertainments in Europe, spectacles that encapsulated Louis's desire to impress the world. And with his ever-tightening grip, not only on France's political life but also on the arts, the Sun King wasn't just an enthusiastic patron but seemed to embody culture itself. Les musiciens du roi, the king's musicians, were a highly skilled bunch. In the chapel, they catered for His Majesty's spiritual needs. In the private chambers, they performed as he dropped off to sleep or dressed in the morning, a great ceremony in itself. There was music for theatre and state banquets. And when Louis chose to take the air in the glorious Chateau Gardens, wind players and percussionists would strike up, at an appropriate distance, of course. In this first set, we'll hear music by Michel Robert de Lalonde, written to accompany the King's Supper, a very formalised affair that could often go on course after course until 11 o'clock. And after that, we'll hear two motets for Holy Week by the talented Marc-Antoine Charpentier, a contemporary and rival of Lully and director of music at the Jesuit Church in Paris. But first, hold on to your reins for a short piece by Lully himself, designed for an equestrian procession held in the Grand Arena in the grounds of Versailles, a march for dancing horses.
Thank you.
To Lenten motets Tristis est anima mea and sola vivebat in antris from Marc-Antoine Charpentier's Méditation pour le Carême, performed there by Le Poème Harmonique, directed by Vincent Dumestre. Before that we heard Caprice de Villers-Cotterêts from one of the suites Pour les soupers du roi by Michel Richard de Lalonde, and to begin that sequence which opened this concert we heard the Marche pour le Carousel Royal de Louis XIV by Jean-Baptiste Lully. And it's Lully's music we'll be hearing for the rest of today's programme. Italian-born, Lully had joined the French royal household as a young dancer and violinist, but in a short time, promoted to director of the music of the chamber, he was firmly launched on a brilliant royal career and enjoying an unusually rare degree of intimacy with the king. In January 1686, Louis XIV fell ill. An abscess had appeared in a most uncomfortable place, preventing him from horse riding, one of his favourite pastimes. By November, there was no other solution but to operate. Louis withstood his painful treatment with great courage. The surgeons were generously rewarded, and on the 8th of January 1687, in a magnificently decorated church, some 300 musicians, singers, orchestra, trumpets and drums struck up Lully's grand Te Deum, a hymn of celebration and thanks for His Majesty's safe deliverance. We praise thee, O God, we acknowledge thee to be the Lord, and all earth doth worship thee. All this rejoicing, however, was overshadowed by a reminder that man is nevertheless mortal. Conducting the work with his usual energy, vigorously beating time with the traditional long cane baton, Lully, mid-performance, hit his toe with its sharp point. Gangrene set in. He refused to have the toe amputated. He put his affairs in order and 2 months later died of his injury. Lully and King Louis had grown and matured in unison. A shared youthful ballet performance at court had brought them together all those years ago, and it was ironic that another performance in honour of Louis would end Lully's life. The composer was remembered with enormous respect. The Prince of French Musicians, they called him, the inventor of beautiful and grand French music, which he brought to the peak of perfection. So here are Le Poème Harmonique and Capella Cracoviensis, directed by Vincent Dumestre, with Lully's Te Deum.
Thank you.
The poem Harmonique and Capella Cracoviensis were directed by Vincent Doumestre in that performance of the Te Deum by the French court composer Jean-Baptiste Lully. The sopranos were Amel Brahim-Jelloul and Claire Le Filiatre, Jean-François Lombard the countertenor, the tenor Geoffrey Thompson and the bass Benoît Achnoul, part of their concert marking the 300th anniversary this year of the death of Louis XIV. It was given as part of Vienna's Resonanzen Festival, and our thanks to our colleagues in Austrian Radio and the European Broadcasting Union for making that recording available to us. It's not quite the end, though. An encore was called for, and the audience was treated to something from a slightly earlier era by Guillaume Bousignac, a composer not directly associated with the royal court, but who spent his life directing music in a variety of cathedrals across France. It's a short but meltingly beautiful work. In very peace will I lie down and take my rest. If I give to my eyes sleep and slumbers to my eyelids, I will lie down and take my rest.
Thank you.
In Pace in Idipsum, a motet by Guillaume Bousignac, bringing today's early music show to an end. Capella Cracoviensis and Le Poème Harmonique were directed by Vincent Dumestre. Today's early music show was presented by Lucy Skeeping. And next Sunday at the same time, we have a concert by Ensemble Organum from this year's Aldborough Festival. That's here on BBC Radio 3, next Sunday at 2 p.m.